RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
Over now to Darren Frehill with the sports news.
Good morning, Mary. Arsenal's grip on a top four finish in the Premier League is slipping. It almost appears to be over at this stage because they lost 2-0 to Newcastle. Arsenal really needed to win that one last night to keep their destiny in their own hands. They're fifth and they're now 2 points behind Tottenham. They play their last game at the weekend on Sunday against Everton, who need points themselves, while Spurs, who are in that fourth place, they face the already relegated Norwich City. So they'll need Spurs to drop points in that match. And at this stage, it looks very unlikely. The Newcastle manager is Eddie Howe. What a job he has done at that club since he's come in. And he says that it's been the best performance he's seen from the team since he came in.
I thought it was a brilliant all-round performance from us tonight. We were front foot. We played with the intensity that we want to. We never let up. And I think that's the most pleasing thing. 45 minutes can be. Half-time can be a dangerous thing in a game like that, but we were as good, if not better, in the second half. Sport is a very delicate thing. It's all played in the brain, and we showed that we want to compete in every game, and I think that's the bare minimum that the supporters expect here. And not only did we beat Arsenal tonight, I thought we deservedly beat them. We weren't hanging on. I thought we were the dominant team throughout, and players deserve a huge amount of credit.
Now, the GAA and the GPA have reached agreement on players chartered, and this ends the dispute over expenses. It's understood that restrictions on panel sizes, they have been eased, and an agreement for mileage expenses for 4 sessions per week has also been made. If counties want an extra session on top of that, further agreement will have to be made at both local and central level. Amazing scenes last night. In Port Laoise, Offaly beat Laois to secure the Electric Ireland Minor Hurling Championship. It's their first title at this level in 22 years. Such a big occasion for both counties. There was 12,500 people there for an under-17 contest, which is just remarkable. Let's hear from the player of the match. Killian Martin spoke to TG Cahir Sport after the match and he heaped praise on the management team led by Leo O'Connor.
It means so much to the boys, you know, like the background team like Leo and the boys, you know, they've been around for a long time and it means a lot to them, you know, we train hard and this is for them, you know. We knew coming into it we'd have to play off very hard, you know, there was good opposition there and we just got the rub of the green today and everything fell into place for us, it was great.
Great news for Amy Broadhurst and Lisa O'Rourke, both securing bronze medals at the very least at the Women's World Boxing Championships. Michaela Walsh and Carla McNall, they lost their quarterfinal bouts and miss out on a podium place. Away from the ring, the Irish government has set a timeline for the Irish Boxing Association to adopt reform or face immediate and severe financial sanctions. Ireland's tour of New Zealand this summer will include 2 midweek fixtures against the Māori All Blacks. Felipe Cantapomi will leave Leinster's coaching staff at the end of the season. He's going to take up a job with the Argentina team as assistant coach. And finally, racing today is at Sligo from 5:10 and Killarney from 5:25.